perhaps, you know, the world's greatest sporting precinct right in the shadows of one of the world's greatest cities.
I used to love the roar of the crowd.
Magnificent mark taken by Roy Carter.
A Viking is in the time. He gets inside, well inside. In any weather you will see a spooky grin. Listening head and skin, you're not really behind the chair.
Oh, Cochin, just a little bit of genius.
And welcome back to Richmond Tiger Talk. My name's Nick.
And I'm Andy.
And this is another very special show, Andy.
Yeah, we got so much positive feedback last time about our commentary of the Geelong game. We thought we'd do it again for the grand final, but this time do the whole game.
Yep, because my impression, and I think you share it as well, Andy, is that Richmond supporters just can't get enough of this premiership. And so we've done some rigorous training for this podcast, and unlike our normal podcasts where we watch tape to prepare, in this case, I've had to stop myself watching the replay for the last 4 days, so I'm feeling cherry fresh to watch it again and commentate.
Yeah, I believe the phrase is cherry ripe, Nick, in the football vernacular. I've got a little bit of a flu, and so I apologise for my voice sounds a bit stuffed up, but look, I mean, yes, we're doing this because we got feedback, but mainly we're doing it because I want to do it. I just want to sit down with you, have a beer or a scotch, whatever your preferred thing is, and watch the grand final. Okay. So what we'll do as the replay goes on, we'll periodically, the replay will start with the Tex and Cochin have just shaken hands in the for half a second and broken, and we will serve three.
So we thought this was a good moment because obviously, after the national anthem, the whole Richmond team took a couple of minutes to recover because they just wanted to run off crying after seeing how big and tough the Adelaide players looked.
Yeah, I was actually just thinking, I was going to make the same gag that Kochlek looks badly shaken by being stared at by having extra long, uncomfortable eye contact by the Adelaide Crows, but has managed to pull himself together to do the toss.
I have seen that somebody's already done a piece of artwork of the entire team linked arms to the anthem and turned it both into a bumper sticker and a t-shirt.
There is some very good alternative Richmond merchandise out these days. Also, Nick, I must confess, I have already spent quite a large sum on official merchandise.
Yeah. Oh, and there's some more coming away to your house as well for your daughter's birthday as well.
All right. Okay. So they've just shaken hands. They've just broken... It's great, but they've just shaken hands and they've just broken and we're about to start.
Okay. All right.
3, 2, 1. Go.
Yep, so not the coin toss has gone up.
And Tex Walker, like he always does, fantastic body language on pointing which end he's going to kick to.
Yep, pointing to the city end because, perhaps that's a defensive move right from the start, not wanting to have Richmond kicked to the punt road end in the last quarter, but not that it made a difference. Ugh, look how
I mean, it's definitely because we kicked to the punt. We finished kicked to the punt road end in the game before in the last quarter, so we definitely wanted to do it. Mm. But yeah, then step A of that is being in the game at fourth quarter time, which they really weren't. Sadly, I wasn't sitting at the punt road end for the game, but. You know, you can't get everything. You should just be grateful that you're in the ground.
Yeah. And you were at a Richmond grand final.
Yeah, and I just remember this moment. Just been so grateful I was there. I would have been happily in the top of the nosebleed in any part of the ground.
I would have been clinging. So you can't see it in the screen, but there are several fake birds of prey attached to the roof of the Great Southern Stand, and I would have been happy sitting next to one of those.
Mate of mine takes credit for the idea. He got mocked about it during the game. Anyway, I don't know if it's true or not. But okay, so Cochin's just pumped, patted Nank on the bum, and Rance, Dusty on screen.
Rance has gone to
bang bounces now.
And I was
very early good.
I was reasonably encouraged. I was sort of, chief amongst my fears, although the. This was an inauspicious start. But chief amongst my fears was a repeat of the last time we played Adelaide where we get completely dominated. But that was quite a nice little preview of, Crow's possession under pressure, Crow's possession under pressure, intercept mark, yep. Alex Rance. As nervous as I was at the time, that was, it was a nice little settler.
Also, I could have done with that turn to...
Less so with that kick to Grimes.
Yeah, that was right in front of me. That was line ball. I could have done without that return to Trent Koch in 2015 kicking, but, obviously hasn't done that. His kicking's been good all year, so I was less worried about that being a consistent thing.
Josh Caddy.
Yep, one of those reasons, taking a nice contested mark that sort of meant that he was more influential than we actually realised in the game, because he only had 12 touches, but he was actually quite influential in the game. Yeah, exactly. Not Dusty's finest hour, but went to the spot. It was interesting. I don't think Rioli kicked for goal then, because I think he's got a bigger leg off a few steps.
I think he was going to the top of the square. Camden not taking not taking a backward step. It's fair to say,
doing his trademark punch the crow rather than pretend to punch the ball, but actually punch the crow, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
Townsend dirtiness hopefully will be a theme of this podcast, because it's certainly one of my favourites.
Yeah, yes. Jack burrowing his way into Sam Jacobs' armpit wasn't a particular highlight, but thankfully, Jack held up a bit better than that.
This was one of their best defensive transitions all day. Hand pass, kick to the wing.
Actually. It was three.
I was actually quite
three or four possessions in a row. But
I'm used to seeing it actually.
No, but it was still enough referred pressure from K-Mac that they can't play on.
That we slowed it here, and now we've got them. I think. That's a pretty good contest.
You've got Nank in the hole.
I can't believe people are talking Charlie Cameron. First round pick 19 or something like that.
Yeah, that's...
Deeply. I look closely into his form. He's a deeply mediocre player.
He's fine, but...
Yeah, he is.
He's not. More like a late second rounder rather than a late first rounder.
Pressure is right at this point.
Pressure.
Yeah, this is classic Richmond right now.
Pressure is on. Yeah, not pretty football. The Crows, first 5 minutes or so, the Crows are... It was sort of they were first to the football, but we were.
By the way, you could see just on the screen there that was the early start, the failed Prestia tag on Sloan, but Sloan was actually trying to go to Dusty.
I didn't. Yeah, this is what that is the type of thing you don't notice when you're at the ground.
No.
Yeah,
Arturo Prestia was effective. As you can see, it wasn't the best.
I was worried at this point as well, because we'd managed to get pressure on sort of 2, 3, 4 disposals under pressure, but they still managed to get it out clean. And unfortunately, Sloan, free and forward 50, which wasn't as worried as I was. It wasn't. A preview of what was to come later, because that was, I was nervous at this stage.
No, at this stage they've made quite a successful transition from fullback to centre half forward before we closed them down, and they've done this they're looking okay at this stage despite all the pressure.
Yeah, and that body language good. We're clearly in for the fight as well, but if you're
We're still shaken from the national anthem, they're only human, Nick.
It's clearly.
They're still riding the wave of euphoria. Fine, I wish we'd drafted Rory Sloane. I've got such a man crush on him.
I know. There's occasional whispers about him being available in a trade, but...
I don't think you can... Sorry.
Yeah, because he's Victorian, but... It's hard to imagine. Yeah, it may have been a free kick against... Good closing pressure there from Broad, actually.
This was the most frightening.
Yeah, now I was worried.
Vlossy of all people.
Vlossy of all people.
To make that mistake. And he actually said afterwards, I was worried about Betts.
Yeah.
So Betts was in our head.
With 16 minutes left in the first quarter, that's Betts' highlight for the day over with.
That's true, and he essentially did nothing other than capitalised on his reputation.
Yeah. So the my Nick Vlosten fun fact for the day is that, you know, one of the things we've traditionally done on this podcast is have a look at Jack Dyer votes per game to sort of adjust for injury and suspensions and Nick Vlosten's last 10 games in defence, if he'd played like that,
should have got a free kick.
Yeah, should have got a free kick.
In fact, he did. So that was part of one of Dusty's, I think it was 18 or 17 contested possessions.
I think it was 17. It was a lot.
Yeah, and this is, like, he has, people have sort of taken it for granted, but he's doing a lot of heavy grunt work in the first half. And full credit to him.
Yeah.
I was worried about it. It was a beautiful kick.
Yeah, it was a nice kick. Flossy would have placed... Whoa! Jack! Yes, thank you.
And the umpires were paying Jack screamers. Like, the umpires actually have been nice to Jack for a change.
Well, they are the best umpires in the game. Sorry, just to finish on Flossy, equal second in the best and fairest if he'd played the whole year, like his last 10 games. That's pretty impressive.
Come a bit closer to the microphone, Nick. Yeah, magnificent, Mark.
Yeah. And, he's held that. That's only come out when it's hit the ground.
Yeah, actually, I must admit, I do think that. Yeah, now sort of our trial begins.
And, what is it, 35 metres out, 45-degree angle? Ugh.
Yeah, 50-50 shot 50. For someone of Jack's skill.
Mm.
But I must admit, I wasn't surprised when he missed.
No. Oh, because I was still firmly in the, oh my God, we're going to lose, we're going to get humiliated. This is going to be terrible.
I'm a Richmond supporter. I can't have nice things yet. Yeah. That's pretty much how I was.
we are cursed.
Kick. They've got no one to go to.
Yeah, we are cursed to wander eternally in the wilderness. Yes.
So yeah, already you know the defensive transition is starting to break down.
Mm. Nank. Nank bodying up Jacobs. Not an easy thing to do.
No. I mean, Nank does. If you look, I mean, Jacobs was the Crows' second best player on the champion day.
He was very good.
It wasn't Vossi's best kick, but actually, it was interesting reading that excerpt about.
Those two tap ons, though.
Yeah. Particularly Rioli's.
Yeah.
How much the that excerpt from that book that's coming up about the two Richmond seasons.
Yeah.
How much of an emphasis we place on the chaos ball, just going forward.
That was a bad handball from Butler. I know there wasn't an obvious kick, but... Oh, caddy.
It's just such a caddy thing not to take that. Like he's always just about to do something amazing.
Oh, Graham.
Doesn't quite do it. But we're about to forgive him. Yep, great pressure by Graham, who actually led the team in pressure acts for the game.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Multiple first round picks, Jack Graham, if you want to. Interesting. Butler, nice pressure. Nick Charlie Cameron up a bit.
Yeah, he was a bit slightly proppy the rest of the day. Sheds.
In a grand final.
Sheds, very good game.
Yep, nice hand pass by Graham. And that is, Prestia does hit kicks like that.
When he lowers the eyes and spears it in, he's good at that kick.
He just doesn't have, when he's kicking long.
Oh, yes, that was a really tight kick. Yeah, some of his kicks long don't have the radar, but yeah, nice.
Yeah, and the best goalie's kick for us was right on the boundary line, you know, the similar height kick. It's his sweet spot.
Yeah.
We know what's happening here. This was a harder... In fairness, that was a very hard shot.
Yeah.
It was harder than the previous one.
Ooh. He's feeling good about himself, though, Caddy.
He's up and about, I think Caddy normally feels good about himself. I don't think... He just comes across as one of those footballers who doesn't seem to lack self-confidence.
No. I think that's the case. So I'm directly behind the kick out, except just slightly to the right.
Lovely loose ball gather by Vlossy. Now that's the one that would have kicked that. That would have changed the game. And God, the crowd.
I know. Look, there's a lot of nervous looking faces in that.
It all turns out in the end, but yeah, this is
Because we're having a good patch of play here.
Yeah,
And
you know, we're not capitalising.
No, we're not capitalising, but we've got our structures, and yeah, we're nicely set up here. A little bit of overuse handball, and perhaps not the best.
The ball was fine.
Nank did a nice job of wiping out Jacobs.
Yes, it is it's a fun battle, those two, because they're two. You know, they're not one of these wanky good athlete rucks. They're sort of they're country football. They're sort of the ultimate country football rucks.
Extremely workmanlike. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that was a nice tap by Nank then.
Dusty Graham, nice hands.
Yep. Sort of. I didn't realize how good Graham was going to be with his disposal. He's really very good.
Yeah, has been. And I think I'd mentioned on an earlier show that he hadn't quite got the pace of it. And sort of in some of those inside balls, I think he is picking up the pace. Like that handball then was a real bang bang play. Yes, no, yep. That's what we like from Glossy. That sort of that calm reading the play better than the other team.
By the way, that's also the thing we don't allow other teams to do to us, because our attacking players defend. Yeah, God, Glossy.
Yeah, kick.
Everyone's allowed to. He's my favourite kick in that position from that position.
Yeah, and it was, again, it made me nervous that we were nervous, although, you know, we'd been playing well prior to this point.
Yeah, but that is something we're going to have to worry about next year, is when, if other teams start sort of tagging your intercept markers, that's, actually, this is a really big shot.
Yeah. Finding alternative sources of, like Nathan... Like, I'm very sort of pro.
But our backline really relies on intercept marks. Like, it's a real strength on the team.
Yep.
And where our forward line is sort of designed to stop them.
Mm.
And I presume some people are going to be copying.
Ooh, that was pretty close.
It was pretty close. That was a pretty big moment.
Yeah, because I actually wasn't too worried at the start, because the crowd behind it never reacted. But yeah, that was pretty close.
Did you have a shake?
Hmm.
Brando didn't have it. Actually, Brando was the there's always one guy when no one gets injured who the coaches look like they don't know what quite to do with, and he gets less game time, and it's Brando.
Nice body work there by Keddie, actually. Screened.
Yeah, that was different. I watched that at the ground. You could clearly see it was a set play.
Yeah, but screening his man, but doing so in a way that makes it look like he's not screening his man is a definite skill. Kane Lambert.
Yep. The Adelaide player, I'm not sure who it was, got away lightly then from
Jacob Townsend.
Jacob Townsend tackle.
Mm.
Sort of disappointed now when he doesn't smack down.
He doesn't pulverise somebody every time. Oh, now we're doing. Now we're in the Sean Grigg 5 minutes. Hooley.
There are a few of those.
Hooley, like. Not hesitating, going for the ball. Yeah, that's a good sign. Again, you're always saying these things in retrospect, but that is a good sign for the team when Basher Hooley is unflinching in his attack for the ball.
It was a pretty frustrating moment, though. Like, I was just so nervous overall. I sort of hadn't noticed how many inside 50s we'd had, and you know, 10 minutes had gone, and we still hadn't scored a goal. It's quite frustrating.
Mm.
But yes, the cork is about. But again, defensive transition, absolutely crap.
Yep.
I think that's a 3-on-1. Yep, it is. Yeah. And three, you know, you've got Rance and Vossi are two of those three, so, you know, superb intercept.
Adelaide had good position, so I was a little nervous.
I really like that ball movement, by the way, there. Do you notice how he went back inside to Rance rather than going outside along the boundary to Vossi? Yeah. Last year we would have gone to Vossi.
Yeah. Oh, there would have been three more backwards kicks.
Yes, and you know, nothing comes here, but you had much more options on that kick.
Mm. Jason Gastegna almost taking the mark again.
Yeah.
I mean, high degree of difficulty, but yeah, it's a bit his thing.
Yeah, Townsend, not his finest moment, gathering the ball, then diving into a position where he wouldn't be able to get it out.
Yeah, Basher again.
Oh, that was, yeah. You had to be brave to go in that contest, but they all did.
Yeah, and the
To see there, it was interesting. Butler didn't even sprint for it because he knew Dusty had him. Yeah. By the way, that Crows player had no chance then. There were four Tigers around him.
Ooh. It almost seemed like the Richmond players spoiled each other there, but...
Cochin doing a little bit.
Tom Lynch with a rare...
I was about to make a sarcastic comment about Tom. I didn't realize Tom Lynch played that.
What a selfish and undisciplined play on from the Adelaide player there. The whistle had gone. The ball was on the ground, and he picked it up with the Richmond player on his hammer.
But maybe that was partly by that stage already there because their transition was crap or starting to get to their head.
Yeah. So
Jason Castagna doing that's
Castagna like things. It was a very roundabout way of getting there, but I
much prefer Jason Castagna hand passing to Dan Butler.
I think I almost saw myself in the crowd there. I did feel good about that shot for goal. I thought, the body's on here. That is a kick that Josh Caddy is good at.
Yeah, you'd probably feel better about that than 30 metres out directly in front, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was. But Butler's kick was beautiful. I mean, it wasn't hard, but
It helped settle. It helped settle the nerves. It was,
Yeah. By this stage, the game's on. You know, we've scored. We've cracked in plenty of times.
Balls. Yeah, the ball's going back and forth. I think the terms of actual play time. Yeah. So you see that Vlossie had already gestured in protest about the free kick. So it'd clearly been paid before the Adelaide player picked it up. Like, very ill-disciplined.
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure it was a free kick, but I'm not hardly... it's Tex Walker versus...
That was poor.
That was pressure, I think. Didn't cost them, but... this is... That could have been a free kick, arguably.
Yeah, true.
By Grimes, him.
Yeah, it was a little hands in the back. Lever is good at that. Obviously not good enough to invite to your best and fairest, but yes, that was a very nice moment.
It was very nice. So Jack's just caught someone holding the ball.
Yeah, Jack's. And Jack's, well, again...
Lever doesn't seem to have... He's handled this so badly.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to handle well, but yes, he's handled it badly.
I actually don't think, he's a nice rebounding...
He's a very good centre-half back. Two first-round draft picks. If they get a first-round draft pick in next year's draft, that's a lot. It's a really good draft next year.
Yeah. Lynch, again, cameo performance.
Yeah.
Homie, don't play that. Big punch from Asprey.
Yeah, Asprey monstering guys, as always. Grig getting a big body in the way. Oof, yep. Nank.
Nank bring Nankish things.
Yeah.
But that's fine. You know, he's created the contest.
Yeah, and he's working.
So just for people watching, with the clocks paused at, just restarted, it's at 5:46.
So Sean Grigg kicking the ball down the members.
I still don't know what that free kick was for.
That one. That one was for burrowing. I think I remembered at the ground they showed a replay of it, and they sort of the ball went past and then they flipped Grigg over, so it was one of those holding the man after the contest had already passed. It looked okay at the time. Yeah, that any time you're kicking a ball to a
contested mark
involving Dion Prestia, then you need to question your choices in life.
Yeah, actually, Dion Prestia, I was sort of watching him closely, sort of remind me, height is actually important in midfielders.
Well, it depends on the contest. Like, is it that low centre of
gravity? Oh, lovely by Shedder. That's nice. Just magic, sort of vintage Shedder, and part of the reason why it's so important. And then he mucks up the kick.
Yeah, which
he gets a second chance.
I know, Castagna contest. Yeah, Rioli not quite slick with his hands.
Probably, maybe unfair, but that could have been Brando's best moment of the game because that was a crucial moment.
Yeah, and again... Again, no backward step. Yeah, you're almost surprised these days when Dusty doesn't kick those.
But you know, he won the contest to him one anyway. Doesn't matter. And set up the goal. Yeah. So, holy!
So, yeah, we mentioned it on the last show, but I literally hyperventilated at this point.
We're ahead in the grand final. I just remember I was telling him, we're ahead in the grand final. Richmond are ahead in the grand final. Sort of getting strange looks from these sort of 60-year-olds who have actually seen it before.
I know, but that's how old you had to have been to have watched an adult, to be an adult last time we made a grand final.
The guy in the cat makeup, I saw in the London the next day about 3 p.m. and he looked like he was wearing exactly the same stuff. I think it was him. Apologise if not.
Yeah. Dusty. Yeah,
Dusty. I mean, this is, like, he is the Norm Smith medal winner. Like, that's great by Hawley, but, you know, 2-on-1 contested possession.
I'm happy for arguments for either Hawley or Rance as our second best player, but, yeah.
Bounce now. Jacobs. Hawley, nice bit of work by Prestia then.
Yeah, Prestia's on, which, he was terrible the last time we played Adelaide. Yes, pressure. More pressure. More chimp hunting.
Chimp. Yep. Beautiful ground ball get.
Yeah, and getting the kick away.
In our direction. Back to man child Jack Graham.
Yeah, not his favorite. Not his best moment.
Yeah, he's playing a grand final. He's 18.
Yeah.
He can't do everything right.
No, but it does do a lot right. Oh, I'm so looking.
Yeah, but that's probably why we can only get 2 first round draft picks for him if we were to trade.
Rather than 3, yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, Hawley nearly had that one as well.
Yeah, but Tex wouldn't have got it if it hadn't been for the.
The only way he gets a clean football is to have it go through the hand of a Richmond player. Yeah. Oh, that was mank. That was a nice free kick.
Oh, yeah, Brant's got to. But that was. That was a moment where if you had a lesser centre half back, you might have been in more trouble.
Mm.
I felt fine in that moment because it was Rance who was running back.
Yeah,
and that's why Eddie probably was a bit too aggressive in his bump.
Mm. Nice mother by Prestia. You know, anything involving having his arms above his head is a challenge for him. But yeah, no, nice work.
Alex Rance looking like the handsomest man alive.
Yeah.
Lot off the ball work going on there.
Mm.
Actually, it was all on Betts.
Yeah. Graham bursting through. Mm. And lever out pointing Castagna, sadly. Right. Not that much of a surprise when you're giving up 11 centimetres.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, what's lever getting paid versus Castagna?
Yeah. About 600,000.
Jenkins is on like 750,000.
Yeah,
a year.
Like that. There's not a lot of room in there. In the,
well, clearly not. I mean, that's they're losing these guys. Their players.
God, if Charlie Cameron is getting $600,000, which is the rumor, you know, he should take that and write a Christmas card to his agent for every year for the next 10 years.
As frankly should all our small forwards. That's pretty frightening. That was not Asprey's finest moment.
No. No, you can bet that Ralph Carr's going to bring it up next year when Shai Bolton's out of contract.
So that was a slow, Roy Sloan second goal. And just frustratingly, completely, no one went to him.
Again. It's sort of a non-typical thing that we do. Like, good that we're getting numbers in back in defence for the marking contest, but not having anyone front and centre to crumb. That's a mistake.
Yeah. Now I don't know what if Prestia was meant to be with him at that moment, but if he was, that was a pretty bad mistake to lose their most skillful player. But actually, Prestia's nowhere near the contest. Cochin's in the back line, so might have been near him, but that's the only possible matchup he could have had at the time. But then at the same bounce there, Prestia was back on him.
Mm.
And he got another clearance, by the way. Brody, another decent moment. Nice. Got the ball less going our way, even though it didn't result in what we wanted.
Jenkins, very
lovely
nicely fumbled. Yeah. Jenkins doing absolutely nothing in a preview of what's to come.
Yeah.
Oops.
Beautiful. So actually, I often wondered, it was so good, I actually wondered whether he did that deliberately, because it could have gone wrong for him.
Mm. Yeah, but there was a bit of bad luck there too. Like, there were three Richmond players. Oh, Vlossy. Three Richmond
players. In fairness, we had Brawler and Vlossy there.
Yeah.
I was touched, that's right.
Yeah.
But so, Broad and Vossi versus Betts, you'd hope that one of them would mark.
Yeah. I mean, Betts is good one-on-one against a normal small defender, but yeah, not against our guys.
That was Lambo, who's an elite spoiler, let down his teammate there, inadvertently.
Yeah. That is it. That is it.
Well, you know, the bad guys have to have a good moment in the game.
Have their moments. Did it. Adds drama to the hero's eventual triumph.
I don't know what Sean Grigg is like talking smack to Tex then, but I'm sure he has his reasons.
Tex seems like the kind of guy that he'd talk smack to in during the game.
I don't know, just maybe Sean Grigg is saying, "See you in the ruck, mate." Yeah,
I was a bit worried at the stage. You know, it felt like...
And that was Jacob's tap.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was a nice Jacob's being too strong for Nink, controlling the contest.
Yeah, and I have to admit, I'm nervous at this point. You know, they're 11 points ahead, despite us having controlled long parts of the play.
I was always happy if we were down by 2 goals at half-time that we could win.
Mm.
So I wasn't too nervous. I mean, at least we're in the damn game.
I was nervous up until the point that we were 45 points ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's of course. I mean, truthfully, I didn't actually expect to win.
Wow. No. Fair enough.
It was all just so unlikely. It was like this beautiful dream that we were in there.
Even there, like, Adelaide sort of got a couple of...
That was, by the way, that was Betts being elite. You know,
yeah.
Any other player in the AFL, and Vlossy either marks that or drops that, but Betts actually gets the knee in the back and gets the position, eh?
Yeah, nearly a specky as well. Nice tap by Nink. Dusty.
Yep. There's sort of a reason why he won the North Smith. Townsend. Very classical Townsend play.
Yeah.
And that's actually a very good kick off the ground. It's very classical Lambert.
Townsend again.
Yep. And Lambo with the repeat running efforts. Ran the longest sprinting distance on the ground for the game.
I thought this was quite a big moment too.
Yeah. I stood up and cheered. When broad half this contest.
Yeah.
Because, rightfully so. Yeah. That is, he should lose, because Broad's going to beat Charlie Cameron in a marking contest. Charlie Cameron needs to win that contest.
Yeah, which is part of the my newfound appreciation for Nathan Broad, is that he both covers a lot of territory and he can keep up with the small, quick guys. Yeah, quarter time Zoran.
Yep. And we'll leave it there.